Moncrief on News Talk.
This might not appeal to everyone, but if you're thirsty and in outer space, you might not have much of a choice. Designers have come up with a spacesuit that can transform urine into drinking water in around 5 minutes. Sophia Etlin at Weill Cornell Medicine is one of those designers. Good afternoon, Sophia.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, as I understand it, one of the inspirations was the still suit that appears in Dune.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always been a huge science fiction fan, and originally I just wanted to see, science fiction become something tangible.
And explain what in Dune what those suits do.
So in Dune, the Fremen people who live on this desert planet called Arrakis simply don't have access to water ever, very much like in outer space. And so they have to wear these suits that collects and filters their body's wastewater. So sweat, urine, water vapor from the breath, and then returns it as potable water within the suit. So it's sort of very highly individualized level, like water filtration.
Mm. Now, I suppose a lot of this work that's going on at the moment, is this all with an eye to the Artemis mission?
Absolutely. Obviously, you're going to have many, many rounds of that. But we're seeing a completely new perspective when it comes to what astronaut well-being and almost wellness is, right? Because if you're an Apollo astronaut and you're from the 70s and, you know, you're tough and you'll do whatever it takes, you'll wear the diaper if that's what you have to do, right? Now you have these private astronauts, right? A redefinition of what is an astronaut, where suddenly, you know, you've just paid hundreds of thousands to be able to finally step out of a space station, and the first thing you put on is a diaper. So yes, Artemis missions for longer duration spacewalks, for lunar spacewalks, but also considering who our target audience is, right? Who our astronauts will be.
Yeah. So were you designing a completely new spacesuit or trying to incorporate this technology into an existing spacesuit?
There are four existing spacesuits and they were made in the 70s. So definitely not for those spacesuits. There are two companies currently developing new spacesuits. The system I've created would be implemented into the suits that currently under development.
Okay, yeah, and now it's recycled urine is on the International Space Station. That's completely common. That's what people survive on.
Yeah, obviously the ick factor isn't quite there for astronauts since that's what they live off of.
Yes,
ISS recycles upwards of 6,000 liters of urine a year. So, maybe for you and I, it's like, oh, okay. But for an astronaut, it's their day to day.
Yes. So describe that process. How do you turn urine into drinking water?
Well, we had to come into this project with the consideration of mostly battery power. All spacesuits are powered by a single battery. So any new thing you're going to add or even maintain, you have to sort of very precisely try and incorporate into this sort of, dance of different systems having to come from the same power source. So we decided to go with membrane filtration. So you have forward osmosis where sort of just by osmotic pressure, no power required. You have urine that passes through a membrane that leaves behind the brine, so that your ammonia, your salt, and then a reverse osmotic portion that then passes now this salty water segment through a different membrane. So, yeah.
Yeah, and where all that takes place, is that as part of the pack on the back or elsewhere on the suit?
Yeah, we settled on an external catheter for the actual urine collection part, and that's integrated into this sort of exoskeleton that astronauts use called the LCVG, or the liquid cooling and ventilation garment. And then from there, there's a tube that enters the PLSS, which is that box you see in the back, mm-hmm. Which is called your oxygen, all the things that keep you alive, let's say.
Yeah, and there's room in that box on the back, given that I assume oxygen is pretty important.
I'd say so as well. I mean, with the new suits, they're obviously doing their absolute best to minimize sizing on absolutely everything, even sort of changing the chemical composition of what these astronauts are going to be breathing in. In our prototype, it's still definitely far too big. But, you know, ideally, hopefully we're going to be working with these two companies to be able to like sort of fit it in a way that, you know, everything, let's say, could fit into this happy little box.
Mm. And I suppose as well, it was part of the logic here that when astronauts are wearing this suit, if they have to do spacewalks and the like, the expectation is they'd be able to do that for much longer than at the moment.
Yeah, with the Artemis missions, we are expecting things that astronauts simply haven't experienced before. So let's say you're, you know, an astronaut on the moon and you go out on this mission to find out if there's water on some part of the moon, and you're out in your rover and you're kilometers and kilometers away from your, you know, the little space station that's on the lunar surface. And then there's a rover breakdown. Now you have this continuous scenario. You need to walk back to the space station, right? So we're seeing like we're going to have more spacewalks that are probably going to be longer in duration, that can be riskier. And it's even more important to not only have a system that can actually hold all the urine you might produce, but that can also give you that water that you're losing, like in a sustainable fashion.
Yeah. No, and because you did mention at the moment they wear a kind of a diaper. Like, does that mean that at the moment when an astronaut, you know, gets back inside the space station, they actually have a diaper that they have to take off, and then what, that gets thrown in the bin, or what happens to it?
Yeah, it's 2024, and NASA has, you know, very nicely named this maximum absorbency garment, or MAG, i.e. oversized adult diaper. Again, first thing you put on, do your business. I have plenty of quotes in our paper from like interviews with these astronauts where it's like, at some point I can't tell what's urine or sweat anymore.
Oh.
And then you arrive back at the space station. First of all, that urine can severely damage the inside of the spacesuit over time. Again, these are from the 70s. So the amount of urine that's present there. And they put these diapers in these little pods that then they shoot into the atmosphere where it then burns up. So, you know, the next time you see a shooting star, you never know.
What it is, it's somebody, that's a beautiful thought, Sophia. Thank you for sharing that. The only thing now, if it was me and they said, you know, you're going to be drinking your recycled urine, but you get to go into space, I'd be totally on board. The one question I'd have, though, is that when it comes back to you with water, it's not still warm, is it?
All the water that passes, like the thermal control of the astronaut is sort of one of the trickiest sort of physics things that scientists at NASA have been able to do. You know, how do astronauts stay at like same body temperature within this suit? And that's from a process of you almost have a bit of exposure to the vacuum of space. Our tubing that goes back to the in-suit drinking bag where that water is collected would pass through the same section of the PLSS where the thermal control of the astronaut tubing goes through. So we'd almost be using, I suppose, the vacuum of space to make your water chilly.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I'd be concerned about. Sophia, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Sophia Etlin, a researcher at Weill Cornell Medicine.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.